A reading from Genesis 15. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. I will make your reward very great. But Abraham said, O Lord God, what good will your gift be if I keep on being childless, and have as my heir the steward of my house Eliezer? Abraham continued, See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, No, that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. Just so, he added, shall your descendants be. Abraham put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. The word of the Lord. Reflecting on today's reading, three questions surfaced for me in relation to faith, trust, and gift. As you listen, take time to notice the movement in you. How do you respond to an unanswered prayer? What attitude do you have when faced with a challenge that brings vulnerability? How do I accept a gift that surpasses what I deserve or could repay? What holds you and me back from experiencing the love and the graces that God bestowed on us is fear and lack of trust. Abraham is listening to God's message with an impatient ear. He has been waiting for the promise, which is taking too long for its fulfillment, and he is aging. Abraham deems hollow God's pledge and protection if the promise of the heir is not fulfilled. Abraham has had previously a taste of God's guidance, protection, and fulfillment of promises. All this has been forgotten because God's method and timing is not fitting to his timing. Thus he settles on Eliezer, his servant, to be the heir. Abraham asks, How am I to know that I shall in fact possess it? What sign are you looking for today? And are you ready to notice and to receive it? God taps on Abraham's imagination when he says, Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can. It is sometimes hard to believe when we are in bad situations, but God addresses our bad situations with promises that ring true to our needs. Just as God multiplied the promises to Abraham and Sarah, God lives up to his relationship with you and me by demonstrating that his news for us is indeed good. I am often amazed and astounded by the immensity of God's promises for you and me. If only we could allow ourselves to be loved and to trust what perhaps logically will not be making sense.